the percentage of women that are Hep C positive in prison, because the majority of women in prison, they're in there because of drug-related issues. So many of them have got hepatitis C and HIV and all of those sorts of things. Because it's such a hassle to get any treatment, and it's difficult, they just don't bother going and getting the treatment, and therefore, you know, they suffer as a consequence, you know, their health suffers.
Hepatitis C is a blood-borne virus that is increasing in prevalence. In Australia, there are approximately 210,000 people with the virus, especially in the younger age brackets. It is estimated that there are 16,000 new transmissions each year. In prison, the prevalence of hepatitis C is 60 times that of the general public. This program looks at how hepatitis C is being treated in prison and at ways that it may be managed in the future.
Why the prevalence is so much higher in the prison population is again hard to ascertain, but a lot of offences are drug-related offences and property offences, and they're the predominant reason for incarceration in Australia. But again, there's not been any sort of research to assess the prevalence of Hep C at a national level, and inmates aren't routinely screened. It is on a voluntary basis, so that is kind of hard to ascertain the true prevalence of it.
Depending on the state or territory, the prevalence of hepatitis C in our prison systems varies from 35 to 40% for men and up to 64% for women. Two out of three female inmates will have the virus, and a third of these find out they have hepatitis C after arriving at the prison. Jeff Davey is the Health Promotions Officer at the Hepatitis C Council of Queensland.
Prevalence rates of hepatitis C among women suggest that it's about 50 to 100% greater in female prisoners than in male prisoners. This, I guess, signifies a significantly larger number of women being imprisoned for drug-related offences than men.
We used to have peer education in the 90s. Now, there's nothing of the sort. And women are reverting back to these suspicious things, you know, of, oh my God, I can't have no one in my wing with AIDS or with Hep C. We don't want them here, you know? And it's like, we don't want her in our wing. I mean, we're the lowest rung of society, and here's someone telling you that, you know, you might be the lowest rung of society and they're still not wanted in the wing? How do you think that would make someone feel, you know?
Since the 1998 parliamentary inquiry into hepatitis C labelled the virus as an epidemic in prisons, there has been little improvement. Recently, though, a number of initiatives have been undertaken across Australia, such as henna tattooing, peer education, and a telephone helpline. We'll look at some of these innovations later in the program, but to begin, we shall focus on the more conventional and often controversial ways that hepatitis C can be managed.
In Queensland, we have bleach available for general cleaning purposes. There's also methadone and buprenorphine programs available in some correctional centres. There's plenty of education programs. There's also drug and alcohol counselling and the relapse prevention programs. So there's certainly things there to, you know, to help inmates.
That was Melanie Costello, Correctional Facilities Education Project Officer, Family Planning Queensland. Liquid bleach is used to kill the hepatitis C virus and is practical, but its access can cause complications. Professor Michael Levi from Population Health Correction Services New South Wales explains.
How is that liquid bleach made available?
It's available in bulk on the wings, and then inmates can go and get some. I think usually in cups they go and get it, and then they can take it to their room and clean their equipment. But it's there, officially it's there to clean the surfaces of floors and walls and that, although the custodial authorities know full well that there are injectors inside and they do need to get access to some cleaning agent.
Lynn Martin, coordinator of the Prisons Helpline, Hepatitis C Council of New South Wales.
So the bleach solution is available, but how well it's used, we're not quite so sure of. The methadone's always under threat, the bleach is always under threat, the condoms are always under threat, because there are you know, members of the community and members of political parties who don't think that those things should be made available to prisoners, because they should be prevented from actually engaging in those activities.
It is estimated that 25% of all prisoners inject while in prison.
But there's pretty strong prohibition on getting injecting equipment in, so what does get in tends to go around a lot and buys in very strongly into the power play and the economy of the internal, the black economy of prisoners.
Dr. Michael Levi, Population Health, Corrective Services, New South Wales.
There's now four countries which have got well-established needle syringe exchange programs. There's the oldest ones in Switzerland, and they've been going since about 1994, I believe. Then there's a few in Germany, in the northern parts of Germany, in Berlin and a few of the northern states. And recently, needle exchange has been introduced into Spain, and just in the last year, the government has said that every prison can operate a syringe exchange if the governor wants to. And there's a slowly increasing number of programs. I say very pointedly programs, not projects, because they're there to stay.
Jeff Davey, Hepatitis C Council of Queensland.
There definitely needs to be improved levels of access to clean and sterile injecting equipment.
Do you think that there is the political will in Australia to introduce needle exchanges in prisons?
I think that it's hard to say, but Canberra have taken the step forward in looking at a model for the exchange of needles and syringes in the prison setting.
We're going to have to wait until it gets dictated by the courts. It's unlikely that any jurisdiction in Australia would take the lead on it. The backlash from the federal government would be overwhelming, and there'd be misunderstanding in the general community too, that I don't envisage a single jurisdiction considering that at the moment.
We wholeheartedly support needle syringe programs and their ability to actually help to reduce hepatitis C transmissions.
Lynn Martin, Hepatitis C Council of New South Wales.
It can be considered a human rights issue in the sense that the disease prevention initiatives, such as the NSPs in the community, are not actually available within the prisons, and it's certainly something that politically, they're not able to do much about at this moment, but it's certainly always something that people are fighting for and that they're trying to, you know, show the evidence for.
The Australian Department of Corrective Services, the only corrective services that have ever, in terms of a documented case of transmission of HIV occurring through a needle stick injury, some years ago, this is the climate that I guess that they're dealing with as well, that there needs to be, a lot of the time it does look at security as the major concern, and obviously needles and syringes are going to present security issues too.